hold on to the ball. You know, I mean, the ball could have been put anywhere else, perfect spiral. A ball like that, it makes it a lot easier to make a catch like that.
Are you suggesting that was an easy catch?
Not by any means. Just the ball placement makes it a lot easier to do something like that.
People are already calling it the greatest catch of all time. I mean, have you seen it? What are your thoughts?
I haven't really seen it yet, besides on the replays. But you know, I hope it's not the greatest catch of all time. I hope I can make, you know, more. But you know, it really means nothing without a win. You still go home at the end of the day with a loss. And that's just not a good feeling.
What was the injury that you took? Was it a blow to the head, a stinger? What was it?
Just got hit in the back. Just back locked up. And I've fractured my back in high school, so I kind of was worried for a second, but, you know, thank God it's just a bruise.
How do you feel about just the growing connection you seem to have with Eli? Does it feel stronger each game you play together? Describe it.
It's kind of a day-by-day thing. You know, the history behind it, I've known him for a while. So throwing with him at Manning camps, and, you know, I definitely like, you know, everything about him. So each and every day, just try and pick his brain a little bit and you know, have a better understanding of what he wants me to do.
Tell me about worrying about the reaction to the catch around James tweeting. It just went crazy on the internet. Have people told you about that yet?
Somebody told me LeBron tweeted that. That's just one of my favorite athletes, so it does mean something.
Victor called it also the greatest catch he's ever seen. That's a guy who you know, you've worked with closely. What does that mean when the, you know, guy that you hold to that regard in this profession says that's the best catch he's ever seen?
That's just a huge compliment, especially coming from Vic, you know, big brother guy who's looked after me, and, you know, he's down right now, and I know I remember when he went down, I said I was playing for him, and, you know, along with the rest of the team, but, you know, I told him I was going to try and do my best. You know, like he always does. So just go out every day and, you know, I'm going to give it my all.
At any point after you make the catch, did Carter look at you and say, are you kidding me or something?
I couldn't, honestly, after that type of moment, I couldn't really hear anything that's going on besides, you know, the crowd. And just looking in the crowd and you see the excitement that they have, that's enough right there for me.
Is that safe to say that's the greatest catch you've ever made?
I probably have to say so, especially in a game.
Well, there was a close-up on the internet where it appeared that you had just two fingers and the thumb. Is that normal for you? Give us a sense of how you caught the ball.
I guess I got to thank my mom for the long fingers, you know. Her hands maybe half an inch shorter than mine. So I know I felt it on those three fingers. I tried my best to just pull it in.
So it was three fingers?
No, it was my whole hand, and then it kind of just rolled back, and then it kind of came back into my hand. It was, yeah.
When did you start practicing one-handed catches, and what made you, you know, and why that?
It was back at LSU. You know, one of my brother's best friend, Jarvis Landry, we every day would go throw. Especially after practice, if we didn't have anything to do, we'd go throw, and, you know, we're throwing it at each other as hard as we can because, you know, we're both competitive, and at the same time, we want to be better than each other, but we want to see each other succeed. So, you know, we're throwing it as hard as we can at each other, trying to make one-handed catches in practice. We would have little, you know, competitions and, you know, try and make those kind of catches because you never know when it's going to happen in the game, and when it does happen, you want to be prepared for it.
Who throws you the balls in the pregame here?
Do you catch with
one hand?
Skiba. He's got a nice little spiral on. Not Joe. Yeah.
When you're going for that catch, are you thinking it has to be one hand, or is it just instant?
I just kind of felt that was the only way to get to it. He did a great job at, you know, almost pushing me out of bounds. And, you know, I felt that was the only way that I was going to catch it.
Is that the catch you thought you were going to make in Seattle?
Not really. Kind of, sort of, the same idea, but this one was just further behind me, so
do you summarize this year? I mean, you were injured, the team had some early success, now you have a personal success, but the team is a 6-game losing streak. How do you summarize it so far for you?
It's hard, you know, because at the end of the day, all you want to do is win. You know, everybody wants to be Super Bowl champion, go to the playoffs, and, you know, play as many games as possible. So losing's never fun. You know, not discrediting any teams, but I can't see any games where I felt like we should have won and the game was on us. And key downs, we're not making the right plays, just not consistent enough to, you know, get victories. I definitely got a pretty big reaction from, especially when I came to the sideline and they reviewed it and they called it a touchdown. You know, just to have your teammates right there and, you know, they're congratulating you on that and you know, still at the same time we got a whole football game left. So you kind of just try and put that in the back of your mind and you know, keep fighting.
Do you remember anything specific anyone said that stood out to you?
I think I had a few guys just smiling, laughing, saying that was the best catch I've seen. You know, I definitely, Antrell told me it was the best catch he's seen. He was like, I don't even know what to say to you right now. So that's all in good, and you know, it's nice to hear those kind of things. It's, you know, it's fun to make those plays, but at the end of the day, you still have a loss on your record. You didn't win the game.
Last question, guys. When you look up at the scoreboard and watch the replays, everyone's, you know, obviously everyone's watching them out there in that review. But what goes through your head?
Wish there wasn't so much technology, you know. But it's just a sick feeling. Just losing is something that I, you know, I've gotten better with, but I definitely don't like to lose, no matter what it is. So, you know, keep fighting, keep practicing this week, practice hard, and, you know, come out next week ready.